98.1 KZE, that was the Allman Brothers with Midnight Rider. Bruce Springsteen, My Ride's Here, and the Beatles, Ticket to Ride. Nelson Vales, are you getting a theme, a sense of a theme here?
I see that it's not going to be a low heart rate event here.
I'm just, musically, we just played a bunch of, kind of loosely about rides.
Yes.
We played a number of songs. Nelson Vales is my guest here in this break. And Nelson, this is, you were in the Olympics?
In the Olympics in 1984.
That's incredible. That's remarkable. You are definitely the first Olympiast I've ever spoken with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No,
it's always been
you.
A pleasure. It's been so long, almost, 45 years ago, but I still remember it like yesterday. At the same time, now that I can appreciate what I've done in the past and touched so many hearts and got so many people on bicycles. So it's really fun at this day and age to give back. And as we have another Olympics coming up, you know, I'm trying to do more recreational events like this.
Right. So you were a cyclist in the cycling team in 84?
In 84, yeah, I was part of the national team. I was part of the Olympic development team starting in 1980. 81 was the development. And it went to plan for the U.S. team for both road and track. So it was a successful year for the national team, the U.S. national team, and it's been growing ever since, especially our women's program.
What was that like for you back in 84? Can you remember that far back? And then just like the feeling of riding for in front of the lens of the world.
Oh, you know, I think the pressure was so, so much fun. How can I say
that? It's fun.
Because of the fact that we race to the world here. We raced each other all year long. For 2 years, there's been World Cup events around the world.
Sure.
And we ride with the same guys.
Right.
And it's a matter of how the national team, us, the U.S. team, went back to Colorado Springs and train hard at altitude. So altitude training does work.
Of course.
And just days before the event started, we came down to sea level to L.A. and was riding really well, all of us.
And since then, you are an ambassador for the Olympics, right? I mean, for the rest of your life, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, part of the Olympic Committee and a lot of their movements with all their programs. When emails come up and there's events that mm-hmm. they point my direction to, I try to participate.
Yeah.
Such as this one with Mac. Mac reached out, and I started posting for my New York fellow cyclists out of Central Park area to come and join us.
And this is your second ride for mental health?
Yeah, this is my second year visiting here. And it's so nice. The roads are so nice here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so peaceful.
Oh,
and I noticed that a lot of the motorists have a lot of respect for the cyclists.
Oh, that's good. Oh, okay. As we're speaking, a bunch of the cyclists are getting ready to...
The 100-mile ride is starting
now.
And
yeah.
It looks like they're going to do the North Course. I talked to a lot of folks. And it's going to be a joyful ride. So a lot of these guys are going to be out for 6 hours with the climbs.
Amazing, amazing. Not me this year. But let me ask you this. Since I have you here, and what a unique opportunity is for somebody like me to be talking to you, what is your advice for me today? I've been working hard all spring and summer, training, pushing myself as a rider. I'm not historically a rider, but I've gotten to a point now I'm in love with riding, and I really I've gone out and done 35, 40 mile rides on my own. What's your advice today for me for the 50 mile north and tomorrow the 50 mile south?
Well, that's a great distance, number one, for anyone of our age.
Mm-hmm.
So for you folks that are listening, sitting on the couch eating a bucket of chicken and going to watch the game today, you got to think about what we're going to do today with the 50 and 25 mile rides. No, but you're here with us.
Yeah.
But my advice is you got to ride your own pace. I mean, if you find that wheel or that partner that you can ride, especially if you can ride on the flats and talk side by side, then you're at a really good pace. And don't forget to put a foot down at all the rest areas. Take a picture because you need to document the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then have a bite to eat or at least drink your water. And for your 50-mile, I advise you and many others around you to make sure that you drink a full bottle of water within the 25 miles.
Thank
That'll
you.
That'll keep you hydrated.
Great advice. I've learned so much in this process, and I'm so, so excited and grateful for the opportunity to meet you today, and to thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. All right. And how do people keep like in touch with you if they're interested?
You can visit nelsonvales.com. This event is on there as well. There's a shop page, and then there's an event page where you can find me at different events, and it's constantly updated. So things nice. Pop up and last minute, and some things are planned. So July is going to be another busy month as well, with a lot of the professional recreational cyclists out on the road.
Nelson Vales, thank you very much. Have a great ride today.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, well, Roy Orbison's Ride Away. This is 98.1 KZE live from the Ulster County Fairgrounds.